And I just want my kids to know not just how proud I am of them, but how glad I am to be their dad.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going great, Scott. Now, I sound a little funny for a couple different reasons. One, my internet's not connecting, so I'm doing this through my phone. Hopefully, this will last this for the whole show. But in case it suddenly goes dead, it means I ran out of juice. It is Abe's birthday today, so he turns 23 today, and that's just shocking to me.
Happy birthday, Abe.
So we're working out lunch plans. Of course, we're going to McDonald's. That's where all good things happen, and Wilson's go to celebrate those things. But we were just in contact with the McDonald's manager. She's like part of the family. So I told her we're coming in for her birthday, so she was working out some details.
Awesome.
So what was I talking about? Oh, my voice. So, we're having internet problems. So I'm doing this over my phone and I've had this cold. I'm just now feeling better for, I've slept the last four nights on another bed or on the couch because I keep my wife up all night coughing and then I can't sleep because I'm thinking of keeping my wife up. So I moved to, whatever spare bed and I'm slept lousy, but I think I've turned the corner. I'm feeling better. I had something going on with my eyes. I don't know if I didn't think like adults could get pink eye, but I had like one crusty eye could not open 2 days in a row. But I think that's all doing good now too. So today's Abe's birthday. And so today is celebrating time. I was just getting ready to, right before we got on the show, I was going to write a note to my son because, you know, I think that's, I don't know if my kids love him, but I feel like it's important just to communicate because sometimes I think we, you know, on birthdays, we can't just do the celebration thing. We have the cake, we put up some balloons and I just want my kids to know not just how proud I am of them, but how glad I am to be their dad, you know, and what amazing people I think they are, not because of what they do, but because of who they are. You know, I just think, it's so important for us dads to remind our kids of that. I know that my son, one of my, his dad has a super successful company. I mean, they were just talking about a boat they're getting. And I mean, the boat cost two times, three times the cost of my house. And it's like no big deal. They're just getting another one. And my son was asking him, what's it with in the year? And maybe I mentioned it, but the son said, I would love if I could get anything for my birthday or Christmas, maybe he said, I don't remember which. He said, I just like a handwritten note from my dad telling me how proud he is of me. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's the power of a note. And it, you know, it really speaks to some of us, you know, some kids have never gotten that from their dad or just, you know, the verbal whatever. And so I've got my note cards out. I'm going to write a couple of little cards that just tell him nice things about him and how glad I am to be his dad.
If I was a better dad, I would make a note to myself to just write a note to each of my kids right now or right as soon as we get off of here.
Well, why don't you do that, Scott? You are a good dad.
I'm trying to remind myself here to think about that.
Because I do that too. I like write little notes all over my desk because I have lots of great ideas. I've got a note in a card in a little envelope sitting on my desk that says Ben and has a little smiley face. I'm here. You can't see it, but it's right here. I'm holding it up. You know, I wrote it in October, you know, to my son. And I know if I die, he'll have this nice note, but it was just this real, and I haven't handed it to him yet. You know, and I just think we do need to do those things. Like you said, we need to strike while the iron's hot because it didn't take very long before. Like, oh, that was a good idea. Why didn't I do that? I mean, I've got lots of those great ideas that I you know, I wanted to do that I just didn't. So, Dad, if you're thinking about it, do it. And I'll tell you why. Here's why, Scott. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. I think last week, Scott, when we spoke, when I got off the show, I was talking to you. I asked you about Ken Pierpont. It's a unique name. And I thought, I asked you, did we have him on the show? I don't think we did, actually. But I was looking up his name because I had heard, my wife texted me and said, oh, he just died of a heart attack. He wasn't very old. I mean, he was a little bit older than I am. So he was probably 60. I think I read somewhere 65, 66, somewhere in there. So I did some research to see if I'd ever had him on the show because I have emailed him back and forth. In fact, I heard him. I was not a speaker. I was in between being a pastor and doing this. And we heard him at our church. And he said some things that really just kind of stuck with me. Some silly, but he was just one of those good-natured guys, you know, who's just like if you had an uncle or if you had a buddy that you'd hang out with, he would be one of those guys. They had a bunch of kids and has a dad's heart. I kind of looked him up and, you know, and he has a little website and a blog and he's been doing a podcast. And we, in fact, we talked about him being on our podcast. And his show's name is Stuff I Want to Say. And I saw that his last episode, which is What is a Successful Man, was on February the 15th. You know, just recently. And he died, I think, on the 19th from a massive heart attack. You know, and I just think, you know, had he known, I mean he didn't like halfway through the show go, hey, you know, I just feel like this may be my last one ever. He had no idea that the words that he was going to say were the last words he was going to say, not just on a podcast. I mean, he made a couple Facebook posts, but that, you know, to his family, to his kids, and his kids were grown. I don't know if they were all grown, but, you know, and you think that, oh, I'll see them later today, or I'll see them on the weekend, but you just never know. And so I don't know how that got us started, but I just think so. Oh, those notes are just so, so important. Or just telling your kid. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes here. But Scott, I did something fun this weekend. And I think we've maybe talked about this in the past. Have you seen the movie Hoosiers?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, but it's a good movie, right?
Yes, and very inspiring.
And I even heard that maybe one of the best sports movies ever. Yep. You know, and as I always like to brag, as though it's bragging somehow, my dentist is in the movie, you know. He's the guy who punches another guy and says, got him a good one, didn't I, coach? That's my dentist. And so, in fact, last time I was there, I had him sign a DVD that someone found in Goodwill, I think, and gave it to me. But this past weekend, my son, Jed, my youngest, who's 16, he had a basketball tournament. And this is the stupid thing. And Scott, you understand this because you're part of the homeschool circle. In homeschooling, you know, no, I should say in real life, you have levels of playing basketball. So when you played in high school, you had sectionals, which meant it was kind of like the first step on the way to being the best. If you made it through sectionals, you went to regionals. If you made it through regionals, you went to state. You know, I don't think my team ever got that far, but you had invitationals, which just mean like you would play and it was just for fun. But now, and especially in homeschooling circles, they have tournaments all the time. So they had the Indianapolis Nationals this weekend. Nationals, there were only four teams. I don't know how you can call it the Nationals. You know, anybody could sign up. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. They've already played one Nationals. They're getting ready to do another Nationals next weekend. But this Nationals was at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, which probably is not terribly far from you, Scott. I mean, I would think it's probably 2 hours away from you, maybe less than that.
It's all Indiana. It feels far.
Richmond, Indiana. How far would Richmond, Indiana be for you? You know,
I don't know. Everything in Indiana feels far to me, even though it's right next door to my state.
Yeah. You're like 10 miles from Indiana, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. You don't need a passport. So in Knightstown, Indiana, which is just east of Indianapolis, they call it the Hoosier Gym. Now I had never heard about the Hoosier Gym. But as we're getting ready to go, I thought, well, you know, they keep talking about the Hoosier Gym. Maybe they mean from the movie Hoosiers. So I thought, you know, I played in a lot of those schools that had gyms like the Hoosier gym, you know, that where they have wooden bleachers on each side and they're kind of raised up a little bit. My junior high was just like that. Well, this gym in Knightstown is the gym that the Huskers, their home school, had, you know. So wow. If you remember, you know, and it's just exactly like it was then. So when the kids came in, you know, the music was playing from Hoosiers, that real, the boom, you know, and they're dun, 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 you know, and so this is all going on. You walk in, and I mean, it looks just like it, the same colors, the same everything. And it was so much fun. So I'm like, you know, just, there aren't a lot of people in it at this time, and I'm walking around, and I told my wife, I'm going to go down, and, like, down there is like the locker room. I said, I wonder if that was, you know, really there, or did they add that in Hollywood, you know, on some soundstage? And I went down, and it was the exact locker room that the Huskers were in. I mean, it was just like they had just left. It was so much fun. It was a smaller court, and it was awkward to play on. But the kids had a really good time. Then at halftime, my wife said, hey, what, the boys are down in that locker room. Why don't you go take a picture? And I said, she said, I'm going to do it. And I said, oh, no, I'll do it, because they might be getting dressed, you know, changed half, you know, whatever. And I said, I'll go down. And as I was going down, I went down these steps, and it was just like the movie. If you remember the movie, that very first game they play in their own high school gym, Norman Dale, the coach, which is Gene Hackman, he's really mad because the team was supposed to pass it four times. You know, we're supposed to pass it four times. And at one point, you know, they're not scoring any points. The crowd's going, why do they keep passing it? Shoot the ball. And then my dentist, his name is Raid in the movie, Raid Butcher, he decides, forget the coach, I'm going to shoot the ball, you know. So he starts shooting the basketball, and he scores, and everybody's happy except the coach. And that's when the coach yells at him, you know, at the halftime. So I'm going down there, halftime. The coach is talking to them, and I walk in the door, and I slam the door real hard. And I go, and I scream. I said, how many times are we going to pass the ball? And they all looked at me, all the kids did. And in unison, they said, four! And it was just like we had practiced it. And it was just like a magical moment. It was just so much fun. So
I thought you were going to say they all just looked at you like you were some crazy idiot who walked in.
No, they were like, it was like I was the coach. I channeled Norman Dale just for a few minutes. But I was going to say, if you live in that area, or, you know, in Cincinnati and not too far, you can rent the Hoosier Gym for an hour, you know, or 2 hours. Well, I think it's $100 an hour. But if I was a little bit closer and I had some, I all thought, oh, man, we should have done it when we had our Family Man rally. We could have run over there and played basketball for an hour at the Hoosier Gym, because it's real close to there. So it was a really fun time. I don't know why I went into all that, but it was fun. We had a good time.
Well, I'd like to take this moment to, since we have a moment here, to just say, I really wish we had this. This is the one time I really wish we had a video podcast going, because speaking of movies, I feel like I'm, like we're doing the bizarre dad version of the Blair Witch Project. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Do you know all the spoof commercials and stuff they did of that? I mean, you know what the movie is?
No, I don't. I mean, is your dentist in this one?
No. It was a movie that hit huge. It's a horror movie. Basically, the premise is these kids go into the woods for something, you know, for some camp out or whatever, and they disappear, and all that's found is this home video camera and the tapes that are left on that. So the whole movie is this awkward, like, home video of them trying to do selfies of themselves, and they're like hiding under a blanket in the rain or whatever, and pointing the camera up at themselves, and it's like up their nostril and half their face, and they're like, he's coming, I don't know. And that's what you look like this whole time you're doing this podcast, because you're using your phone, and it's like pointing up your, and it's shaky, and like sometimes I'm seeing half your face. So if you've ever seen any of that, there were like tons of commercials and stuff that mimicked that. So that's what it looks like.
I will have to look that up.
Yes. Anyway, sorry for the side trail there.
No, I didn't think I was showing anything, because like my face is not on your screen, but I guess
it is.
They're right. Okay, so I'll try to keep me more centered.
It's fine. It's fun. Nice.
Yeah, I forgot I had it on video actually, because I'm getting old. You know, is this thing on?
Exactly. The joys of this professional show.
Hey, I got some serious things we need to talk about here, Scott. You know, I don't know about, I'm thinking about having a poll or a survey, because I've got a couple things I need to, you, since you can see me, Scott, you can see that I'm holding up. This is a, you, can you see what that is?
It's a hat.
Yeah, it's a stocking cap, you know, with the pom-pom on the top. Well, I just got a couple samples because I was thinking maybe next winter, or for the last couple winters, I wanted to do like, you know, like a dad hat that dads would wear. You know, not a cool dad hat, but like a, you know, like the old Miami Dolphins caps that the kids wore when you were in school.
Yes.
You know, with a pom-pom on the top. And they were just kind of stretched out.
I, for the record, had the Pittsburgh Steelers one that looks like a serial killer
winter hat. Yes, exactly.
Like no pom-pom, so, but anyway.
I was thinking, oh, that'd be a fun dad hat. And I found a place that will even put Family Man, you know, right across that. And so they sent me a couple samples. I mean, super high quality. I love them. But my kids saw them and they go, are those for girls? You know, I'm like, oh. And they, like, I had three of them say that, which, like, felt like I heard machine guns went to my idea.
I hate when that happens.
So one of my surveys is, dads, if you're listening right now, you can email or text me. You can text me at 574-253-1663 and just put in the word pom-pom or beanie, you know, because they think I should do like the beanies that are cooler and maybe have a little leather patch on them, which I guess dads think cool things too, but or a pom-pom with a, you know, just the Miami Dolphins kind of hat. But I don't want to get stuck with them because I have to order a bunch of them. But this would be for next winter, not this winter, but it takes a while. But it's a nice hat. The other thing is, Scott, what is your favorite shaving utensil or instrument?
Shaving? Actually, I wish I could get a new electric razor because I keep using the regular blade, and I'm sick of using those. I used to have an electric razor, but it broke, so... Is that what you're asking?
What do you use right now?
Just the regular Bic or whatever the heck it is.
Like the white ones with the yellow covers?
White ones?
Is it a Bic? Covers. The Bic is like the,
I don't know,
the cheapest one.
No, it's
single
not,
blade?
No, it's got like four blades, but it's just, you know, you drag it across your face with shaving cream or whatever.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, you're not very helpful.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear.
I've always been a
Schick man. I've used the Schick because they're cheap. I think they have two blades and they have a little thing in the back you can push out the whiskers in. But I feel like quality's gone down. And so I'm looking for something new. I just got one at Dollar General that was a Bic, but $3 for $5, which seems expensive to me. I like the big pack for like, has 24 of them in there for $7. But I feel like I want to get a good shave at a reasonable price. So, so dads, if you have a good idea that about that, you can also text that to me at 574-253-1663. Don't go on and on.
There's this shave butter that I use that's way better than like shaving cream. I don't know what makes it butter, but that's what they call it. And it's in this bright orange tube. Looks like, kind of like a big toothpaste tube, but that stuff's really good.
I use water and soap. That's all I, right. Is that mostly I just do them. I used to just do it dry,
yeah,
you know, cause that was tough, you know,
you did,
but,
not.
But shea butter just sounds like something a millennial snowflake would use, Scott. I'm sorry.
Fine.
I use aloe from a plant.
And I see you with this big old hunting knife just scraping the whiskers off your face.
Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, that's how I do it. That's how I roll. Okay, one last thing. Now for the serious part of the show. Dads, I had a note from a dad who just said, hey, don't forget us single dads. And I just want to encourage you, if you're a single dad, to stay in the game. You know, because I know it's hard being a single dad. It's hard when your life feels turned upside down. Maybe you became a single dad and you didn't want to be a single dad. I know the dad who emailed me was like, you know, this wasn't part of my plan. I didn't want to do this. I wanted to be you know, happily married, and this is not where I find myself. And I just had a note from a mom a couple days ago, and she was saying she was going through a hard divorce and had, you know, 6 or 7 kids, and it's been ongoing, and you know, there's always issues, you know, there's pornography or, you know, other people, or, and you can tell it's just terrible, the whole thing. And I just want to encourage you dads, if you're a single dad, to, again, stay in the game. Don't drop the ball. You know, this is a good Hoosiers thing. You know, don't get caught watching the paint dry. Because I feel like sometimes dads do. You know, they get caught in the adversarial part, maybe of husband-wife stuff, and the wife wants to do this with the kids, and I don't like that. And so, you know, it's just this battling thing. And I know, you know, I've got a brother-in-law who has gone bonkers, and he left his wife, my sister, and it's hard and terrible, and I hate the whole thing. But he's a dope, because he's dropped the ball. He is missing out. He hadn't talked to his kids in a long time. You know, he has opportunities to be the dad, even in a divorce, whether that's supporting or supplying. And dad, I don't care. You might think, oh, my wife will be fine. My ex-wife will be fine because, hey, she's got a good crowd around her. And, you know, it's so expensive. That's still your job. Your job is to supply all their needs. It's to supply your ex-wife. You know, if she's can't do something, you know, if they don't have enough to do whatever, or if you're not aware of insurance and all those things, you need to take care of it, because you're the dad, you know? And so I just want to encourage maybe the single dads, and I want to encourage you dads who are still married and staying married. You know, don't forget your single dad friends. Keep encouraging them in their dadness. Maybe even, again, like Scott was saying, oh, he was going to write himself a note to write a note. Maybe you need to write a note to write a note to a dad who is doing this thing by himself, just to encourage him to stay in the game, to keep being the dad, keep pursuing his family, you know, keep loving and leading them. And really, somehow, even loving his wife, who might feel like his enemy, but we're supposed to love our enemies. So, you know, you don't get out of it, because it's just so, so huge. Because it breaks my heart to hear, you know, kids who are even adult kids who still need their dad, because dads are just so huge. I'll never forget one time I was talking to a dad who's a family man. And I mean, his parents have been divorced probably for 50 years. And even as he was talking about them, he got misty-eyed, you know, talking about his dad and how he just wished he could somehow be a part of his life. And so dads have a huge power, and don't ever forget it. And don't set it aside. Don't delegate it. Don't give it to somebody else. Because whether you're married and your kids are little, or whether you're married, your kids are old, whether your wife is no longer your wife, your kids are still your kids. And as I say at the end of every show, and as I say right now, you're always the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Hold on, Scott. I got it. This is a pause. Birthday plans.